You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you. Well, I love dildos and butt plugs too. Well, I'd sit on a bowling pin if a straight guy told me to. Ooh. Oh, that's right, Daddy. That feels really good. Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast, production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I'm Sam the Faggot. It is June 3rd, 2022. Hope you're well, blah, blah, blah. First and foremost, of course, this site, the podcast, everything involved with the spread of hierarchy across the globe comes out of my pocket, or is financed from me or financed by people like you. So if you would like to be a part of the movement, or if you appreciate the work that goes into the site and everything else, donations and contributions are always appreciated, trust me. So There are ways definitely to do so. So I had a really interesting experience happen. What was it? A night ago, something like that, involving Master A on a Twitter space. Now, I don't know if you're familiar with Twitter spaces. They're awesome. They're one of the best social networking features on any platform. I'm fascinated by the use of them. What they are, they're essentially like live conference calls with the internet. So anybody that's on Twitter who happens across your Twitter space can pop in and listen, participate. So it's really a great feature. I've been in several of them that were really awesome, like game-changing kind of spaces. This one was really a game-changer, okay? Master A opened the space. Now, if you're familiar with the website, you know of Master A a little bit because I've written about him before. He's a gay alpha. He's a gay apex alpha. He is an absolute master of faggots. There's no alpha anywhere that understands faggots and the ownership of faggots better than he does. He's almost like a scientist with it, you know. But he owns two faggots that live with him right now. But he's made it his mission in FinDom to sort of engage faggots that are essentially, they're almost like floating debris in FinDom, and trying to give them purpose. And his mission has been very successful with faggots. And I'm fascinated by it, you know, from a teaching standpoint, how he goes about teaching faggots and giving them purpose. And I commend him as a faggot and as somebody that teaches other faggots, or tries to anyway. I'm grateful to him on both counts. So he invited me on the space to kind of co-host with him on this space. And the reason he wanted to do the space was because one of his FinDom faggots, one of his online faggots, his name is Sam, just like me, he came over to Master A's penthouse he's in England, okay? I forget what city he's in, but somewhere up north, Nort, as he would say. So, this was Sam's first opportunity ever to serve an alpha in person. Now, through the spaces, I had gotten to know Sam back when he first started tributing to Master A back in at the end of 2021. And Sam, it moved him so much that he decided to go put himself into chastity in January of this year. He's been in chastity ever since. But Sam didn't want to stop there. He wanted to actually serve. And, you know, that's not always easy, right? I mean, sometimes, you know, in FinDom, people live all over the world, you know, so a lot of times it's hard for a faggot to actually get to meet its master and serve in person. And some masters and alphas in the scene want nothing to do with meeting a faggot anyway, you know, so there's that. But Master A is somebody that has no problem getting with a faggot, using a faggot. So they arranged for a meet up at some point, and that was yesterday or the day before. Yesterday, okay. So Sam traveled to Master A and met up with him. And so Master A opened up this space in order to bring in the internet into this private room on the internet where Master A was going to use Sam live on the space as part of Sam's, of breaking Sam and getting Sam comfortable with his purpose as a faggot. And Master A, when he opened up the space, the first thing was Sam was already worshiping his feet. Now, I got to talk to Sam about this, and Sam said that when he first got to Master A's penthouse, the door opened, and Sam dropped to Master A's feet and started kissing his feet, you know. One of my big, you know, I'm always instructing faggots to do that. So, and it was a very humbling experience right off the bat. And so anyway, when the space opened, Master A was getting his feet worshipped by Sam. And Master A was having a drink, as he often does, because he's Irish, okay? And so, and Master A started doing FinDom games with not just the faggots in the space online, but also with Sam, who was right there at his feet, and taking tributes from all of them. And in the space of an hour, Master A had drained over 600 pounds from these faggots, mostly from Sam, okay? And this turned Master A on, which was the whole point anyway. Master A is one of those that gets seriously turned on by the cash exchange in FinDom. And so he told Sam to suck his dick right there on the space. So we got to hear Sam slurping on Master A's cock in the space. I've never been so turned on in my life. I was kidding. I'm in chastity too, just like Sam. So, and Master A got so turned on by the whole thing that he stood up and started throat fucking Sam live on the space. And we could hear Sam choking and struggling to take Master A's cock down his throat. Now, this was traumatic for him. Like, Sam had no experience with this before, you know. And Sam started to cry. And he was a little shaken up by it. And so Master A told Sam to go to the bathroom for a minute and kind of collect himself. Mastery had to piss, and so he took us in, you know, electronically into the bathroom, where Mastery put Sam into the tub or into the shower, and had Sam drink his piss directly from his cock. And we heard Sam gulping down Master A's urine, you know. And Master A didn't make him drink all of it. That was his first time drinking piss. And that was quite a shock to the system. And Master A left Sam in the bathroom to kind of collect himself again, you know. And then Master A ended the space. But Master A started providing video of what was going on after that. So Master A took Sam down to the ATM, where on the street, you know, at an ATM on the street, he had Sam take out some money out of his account and hand it over to Master A as a tribute, an additional tribute to what he had already given him, okay? And Master A had Sam stay over. Then in the morning, as Sam was getting ready to leave, Master A put Sam on his knees and told Sam to surrender his key to his chastity cage to Master A. And Sam is never going to get that key back. He's in chastity for life. Master A owns that key, you know. Effectively claiming ownership over Sam as his faggot. Now, I kind of wanted to highlight this because this experience, because, you know, so many faggots, especially in FinDom, this is a big problem. It's easy for them to, you know, just give out some money to some alphas and get off and disappear. But the real life for a faggot is actual service to men. Okay? And it doesn't always have to be sexual. But the point is, truly being beneficial to a man's life day to day, or being involved in some aspect of a man's life, you know, in a personal way where you can be owned personally, in person, by a man, is really the end goal of any faggot. FinDom is only a gateway into something larger. It's only a taste of the real life. And I'm often very frustrated when I see faggots just stopping at FinDom, being satisfied with just the taste of it instead of the whole thing, you know. It would be like getting one bite out of a giant banquet of food. I mean, how satisfying is that, you know? There's so much more to explore as a faggot, to, you know, what is it about service that makes you want to serve men or need to serve men? You know, what is it that you get out of it? Can you get more of it? Can it be more meaningful? And I just thought Sam's example was so beautiful, because Sam recognized that FinDom was one aspect of how he served Master A, but it could be so much more. And instead of just settling, being comfortable, that comfortable word is an important one, I think. Instead of being comfortable, he made himself uncomfortable for the sake of Master A. Why? Because he loves Master A as a master. He adores him. He worships him. And he wants to do whatever he can. Jump through any hoop, crawl over any amount of glass, broken glass, like, you know, walk through fire, whatever it has to be, to serve at Master A's feet. That's passion there. That is devotion. Giving $20 on Cash App is not devotion. Okay? Buying something off of someone's wish list on Amazon is not devotion. It's a form of service, but it's not impactful. What is impactful is Sam traveling a great distance to come and totally empty himself as an offering for Master A. And I can't emphasize this enough. There simply is no substitution for it. And so I just encourage all faggots in Findom to really, really try to be uncomfortable, to stretch yourself and try to reach out and make yourself more available for service. You'll be surprised at what you can find and what you will find out about yourself. And to Findom Alphas out there, think about Master A, how Master A has transformed Sam's life. That is the true power of an alpha. Not spitting in a faggot's face, you know, or giving him a wedgie or some shit, or calling him a name on Skype. I mean, do you understand, like, the difference there? I mean, you can have the power to, as alphas, to train and develop these faggots into, like, little representatives that honor your name and your power. That is the true expression of alpha power, not taking $20 in a retweet game in Findom, okay? I'm sorry. There's nothing like the real life. So, anyway, and I know I've kind of harped on this before, but I'm coming back to it because I was so inspired by Sam and Master A and that experience. I thank both of them for letting me share in it. And giving me kind of like VIP access to their experience, because it was, I don't really need the inspiration because I have served in person quite a bit, and so I'm already inspired to be an in-service faggot, but in-person service faggot, but it inspired me to want to talk to you guys about it. So I encourage you to take a look at the post on the website about the experience, because there's video and quotes directly from Sam on there. So it's kind of the full, you know, range of the experience. So anyway, reach out, do as much as you can, okay? Anyway, I will let you go. Thanks for listening. I hope you have a good weekend. I will talk to you sometime this weekend. All right. Love you.
Bye.